The sermon text for today comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. It truly amazes me how much God works in things. And the contemporary song that Kim did this morning, perfect. It was just perfect. And it's an honor and a privilege for me again to bring this message this morning. And I'll tell you, only by the grace of God and his help was I able to prepare the message this morning that I'm going to present to you. I also thank Kim and Scott for helping to do the research and what I could and could not do due to the copyright laws that we need to abide by. And also for Donna giving me the idea for the children's message this morning, because I thought that it fit right in with the title of my message this morning. I will tell you, my original plans for my message was to read word by word three devotionals that I had read over the past period of time and how they inspired me, and I wanted to share with you, but I come to find out that the copyright laws do not allow that. So I had to go to plan maybe B or C. So the preparation of this message was very challenging for me, and as always, God blessed me with what I needed to get it done. Because otherwise, I wouldn't be standing here doing it. We probably wouldn't have a message this morning. So please pray with me. Father, again, I thank you so much for never, ever leaving or forsaking any of us. And I thank you so much for giving me what I needed to put the message together and the same with the children's message. And I thank you for all who have helped me through this. And I earnestly pray, Father, that the words that I am going to give this morning are pleasing and acceptable to you. And I earnestly pray that this message touches whomever and whatever someone needs. And Father, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I titled this morning's message, The Great Burden Bearer. The relationship we have with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is awesome. We, as saved Christians, have the great burden bearer indwelling in each of us. And no matter what life is putting in our path, we can and will, if we put our faith and trust in God, we will get through whatever situation is at hand. The last several weeks, our church family and Pastor Larry's family and friends have been dealing with a very, very large burden, and we have been struggling with many unknowns. Our shepherd has been called home to be with God, and we have been facing many unknowns that we did not know how we were going to be able to keep on keeping on. But because of our great burden bearer, we have been blessed with the wherewithal that we are needing to be able to keep on keeping on. Each day, the first thing I do is spend time with God by reading a devotional from the Upper Room and the Daily Bread. I read the suggested scriptures and pray. It personally is necessary for me to do this first thing so I'm ready to face all that the day will bring my way. The devotionals that really speak to me, I keep them and use the inspiration they give me for the messages that I prepare. The messages that I prepare and give most generally are life application messages. It is truly amazing to me how no matter what challenge I am personally dealing with, there is always a devotional that speaks to me and helps to keep me centered with God. I personally really enjoy reading Christian romance novels on my Kindle. And most of the ones I have in my Kindle library are stories that entail several books in a series. I just love the series books. I am now personally, and I just finished it this morning, and reading a series about a family living in Australia that have had many difficult challenges to deal with. And the references that the author used from Scripture and how the characters in this novel's faith and trust in God have been very inspiring to me and helped me with the preparation of this morning's message. And again, God is awesome. In a devotional that I read some time ago, a gentleman a few years older than myself was asked what was the most important thing he had learned in his life. And his answer was, hang in there. And when I think back on the challenges that I have faced in my life so far, I have to say, I agree with him. Hang in there. The Bible calls it perseverance. And perseverance isn't possible through mere willpower. We persevere because God promised over and over in the Bible that he is with us and will not forsake us. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. I do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I want to read that verse again, and I want you to pay very, very close to the words, I am and I will. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This verse is a very good one to memorize and say it each and every day, and maybe more than once a day. Because no matter what and when you are dealing with a challenging situation, remember the I am and I will in that verse is always with you. To me, that promise is very comforting and gives me the confidence I need so that I can keep on keeping on. Another devotional that I read as about a year ago was titled Happily Ever After, and it was about a Christian family who dedicated their family to God, attended church with their children, taught them scriptures, and made the sacrifice so that they could have a good Christian education. Their family served God faithfully, but even with them faithfully serving God and trying to be a good Christian family, they had many burdens to deal with. Their oldest son drowned as a teenager. Their daughter's husband left her after 10 years of marriage, and their youngest daughter had not spoken to them for several years, and their youngest son was diagnosed with schizophrenia. Life is hard, and I'm sure that everyone here and listening online can relate to what this family dealt with. Your situations would be different than theirs, but still very hard to deal with. Our church family, Sharon and Scott and their family and friends, are now mourning the death of Pastor Larry. And we had faithfully prayed for his recovery and had hopes that God would answer our prayers, but our prayers were not answered. And now we are feeling disappointed and lost, and in some cases, perhaps anger that God did not heal Pastor Larry. It's very hard for us to understand and accept why our prayers were not answered, but the reality is God is sovereign and his will be done. He is in control. He knows what is best because he sees the bigger picture. And if we put our trust and faith in God, even when our lives are full of challenges, we can live happily ever after because God is with us. Every step of the way, we are not facing our challenges alone. And in many of Pastor Larry's messages, he always told us to remember that God is in control. He especially included this in his messages during this pandemic. And if he were with us today, he would be telling us that now, God is in control. Another devotional that I read and cut out because of the inspiration that it gave me was about sunflowers. And boy, doesn't that sound good, sunflowers right now with all the white that's outside. To me, a field of sunflowers is such a beautiful sight to see. And I personally am so blessed that for the past several years, there has been a field close to where I live that I was able to watch the progress of the sunflowers growing. It is amazing to me how when the sun is out, the flower heads are facing upward. And when it is a cloudy day, they are downward toward the ground. The devotional I read compared the sunflowers to our spiritual lives. When our prayers are answered, it's easy to see God's wonders and feel deeply connected to Him, like the sunflowers on a sunny day looking up. But when life gets messy, it can be really hard to see God working, and we feel disconnected to Him. We hang our heads like the sunflowers do on a cloudy day. But when life knocks us down, we can still look up, for God is on the throne. He is in control. No matter what life brings our way, God, our great burden bearer, will carry us through. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says, and this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." Like I said this morning at the children's message, we are like the eggs, very delicate, easily broken, when we're piled up with burdens, with like the hymnals were on those eggs this morning. But the clay on top and the bottom and the board on top represented God's presence that covers us so we're not broken and are able to keep on keeping on. The only way I personally am able to keep on keeping on is to keep God as my center. He is my lifeline. When I find myself in situations that knock me off my center, I feel like my armor has been compromised and is lying at my feet and I'm tripping over it. I also feel like my lifeline to God has been severed or has a kink in it, and I feel very disconnected, and I must get myself to God immediately. If I don't get myself to God immediately, I find myself wonder-blundering in all my emotions and actions, and miraculously, after I take the time to go to God in prayer, He always puts me back to where my center needs to be with Him. Most times, He doesn't take away the issue at hand that knocked me off my center or answers my prayer as I had requested, but He does get me to where, He gets me the wherewithal to move forward. I can still look up like the sunflowers do when the sun is shining, for God is in control. He holds me in His hands, and He holds me close to His heart. Personally, without God, I'm like a fish out of water, flopping here and there and not having any sense of direction at all. Whether our storms in life are our own making or the result of living in a broken world, our Father is greater. When we are chased by the storms of life, He alone is able to calm them. Psalms 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. He may not remove the storm, but He will sustain you." God alone gives us strength in our weakness, light in our darkness, comfort in our distress, and eternal life in our death. God is our rock, our anchor, our fortress, our stronghold, our foundation, our pillar. God is everything solid and unchanging, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God, our great burden bearer, is omnipresent. He is present everywhere. Because this is so, we can never be lost to His Spirit. Our great burden bearer is full of glory, splendor, majesty, and miracles. God is righteous, kind, merciful, patient, and loving. He reaches out to us with compassion and gives us the strength we're needing with whatever is going on in our lives. God is fair and full of kindness and remains close to those who call on Him for help. The help that He sends to us could be a phone call, a visit, a card from someone that's thinking of you, financial aid from a caring person, help with a big project you can't get done with yourself, a meal. This is just a very small list of the help that our great burden bearer could send your way. The poem, Footsteps in the Sand, to me sums up my message this morning. Again, I was hoping to be able to read it word for you, but due to the copyright laws, permission was needed to be able to do that, and unfortunately, the permission did not come in time for me to do that. And as Kim told me this morning, it'll probably come tomorrow. But that's all right. I'm probably safe to say that most everyone listening to my message this morning has heard this poem before. And if not, this is a short overview of it. It's about a man who had a dream, and he was walking along a beach with the Lord, and he saw different scenes of his life, and there were two sets of footprints in the sand, his and the Lord's. But he noticed that when he had great burdens that he was dealing with, there was only one set of footprints in the sand, and it really troubled him, because once he decided to follow the Lord, he thought that the Lord promised him that he would never leave him or forsake him. The Lord then told him that during the times of your great burdens, that one set of footprints in the sand was him carrying him, was his carrying him. God has been and is still carrying each one of us right now. God has blessed us with Pastor Jerry Klein, who will be with us next Sunday and ministering to us until another appointment will be made in July. Please keep him and our churches in your prayers as we move through this transition. And also, please continue to keep Pastor Larry's family in your prayers as they continue to keep on keeping on with all the changes that they are coping with. No matter what darkness in life we are dealing with, our great burden bearer will always reply, "I am right here. I will never leave or forsake you." Amen.